It's 1 o'clock. Here's the news with Vanessa.
I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports and weather. Raiffeisen Bank has announced a significant expansion of its digital service offerings just ahead of its 100th anniversary. The most notable upgrade is the rollout of Apple Pay, enabling customers to make in-store payments with their iPhones starting already this week. Raiffeisen emphasized in a statement that it will maintain its network of local branches to ensure it remains closely connected to its customers. The thieves who stole priceless crown jewels from the Louvre in October escaped with just 30 seconds to spare due to avoidable security failures at the Paris Museum, a damning investigation has revealed. The probe, ordered by the Culture Ministry after the embarrassing daylight heist, revealed that only one of two security cameras was working near the site where the thieves broke in on the morning of Sunday, October 19th. The revelations are likely to pile more pressure on Louvre boss Laurence Descartes, who was already facing calls to resign. Ministers from the Council of Europe states met in Strasbourg today to address concerns aired by several key members that the European Convention on Human Rights is impeding the fight against illegal migration. In May, 9 EU states, including Denmark, Italy and Poland, urged a rethink over interpretation of the accord, echoing concerns long aired by non-EU member the United Kingdom. And UNESCO has recognized that Italian food is more than pizza, pasta and gelato, adding the entire range and ritual of the famed cuisine to its list of intangible cultural heritage. Pizza making in Naples already features on the UN Cultural Agency's list of intangible heritage, as does espresso coffee. But this is reportedly the first time the entire scope of a nation's cuisine has made the cut. Turning now to sport. New Zealand international winger Sevu Reese will join French side Perpignan next season, provided the Catalan club retains its place in the top 14. Reese currently plays for the Crusaders in Super Rugby, where he holds the record for tries scored with 66. And in football, Xavi Simons said he wanted to build his own legacy after marking the return of Son Heung-min on a visit to Tottenham with another goal in the number 7 shirt once worn by the former Spurs star. The Dutch attacking midfielder followed his commanding display in last weekend's win over Brentford with another impressive showing in a 3-0 Champions League win at home to Slavia Prague on Tuesday. For more on these stories and for all the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu. The weather forecast for the day is giving cloudy skies and intermittent rain until this evening. High temperatures are due to be between 10 and 12 degrees, but it's sticking stubbornly now to 9 degrees.